Yo. Before we start everything, well, actually, this is episode 3 to the Another Bronx Tale podcast. We have some breaking news. Unfortunately, the babyface Brisk Assassin is no longer drinking Brisk.
Yo, that shit was getting dark, yo. I thought he was gonna say no longer with us.
Like someone died.
Yeah,
yo, but I mean, this is big for you, bro.
I'm no longer gonna drink Brisk. That's
I'm happy for you, bro.
That's crazy. So
get on my healthy shit. I'm drinking seltzer water now.
Seltzer water tastes alright, man.
I'd rather regular.
It has to be very cold.
Brisk flavor seltzer water.
The black cherry is okay.
The black cherry tastes good because it kind of tastes like soda.
Yeah, that's the one.
It tastes like flat soda.
Orange tastes weird. Orange tastes like medicine.
Do the lemonade. That should taste.
There's COVID in that.
I didn't see that one, but
there's a what, lemonade one? Lemon lime?
Lemon lime. There we go. But yeah, man, congrats to you, bro.
Yo, yeah.
On your journey.
Thank you.
Your mouth's going to be mad dry with all the salsa, but, you know.
Just drink regular water.
Just drink water.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man, episode 3. Let's do this. Episode 3. Good, man. This is the only time I leave my house is to see y'all.
I know. This is.
Like, literally.
Yo, you know, it's nuts that I'm going crazy.
Yeah, y'all work from home.
Yeah.
Bitches.
You don't.
All right. Yeah, but you got the vaccine, son. You Thanos
right
now.
Yeah, you fucking snap your finger. We all know.
You got 2 doses, and there's like.
2 doses.
There's a 90-year-old right now online, and she's been online for 5 hours.
She's on the
waiting list. And she's on the waiting list. And they turned her away.
Yeah, you probably killed some old lady. How do you feel about that?
I didn't, but I'm.
You got
I'm an essential worker, so I got my
shot. She's an essential old lady to her family.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They made me an essential worker, and I don't even work with people. So can I get the vaccine too?
You should.
They opening the shit up on Monday.
Hopefully.
A vaccine. If you have an underlying condition, I think you can get it on
Yankee Stadium is giving out the shot.
Listen, I'm fat. I got mad underlying conditions.
You're not supposed to have them for the shot?
Nah, I think as of Monday, I think if you have on certain underlying conditions, if you have a note from your doctor, you should be able to go get it.
Like, this motherfucker's nose is going to have grease on it. Be like,
why would my nose have grease on
grease
it?
Grease on it. They were like, your underlying condition, nigga, you fat. That's like.
Your underlying condition is that you like penne. That's it.
That's chopped cheese? Is that chopped cheese?
A penne?
No. From the grease on the note from the doctor. Is that a chopped cheese stain?
It's like, yeah, man.
And that was a roll.
It's like, when did you eat this chopped cheese? Earlier today, I still got mayonnaise on my face and shit.
Oh, my beard.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
That's wild.
But, yeah, man, I missed you guys, man.
Yeah, man.
Me and
This is the best part of my waiting every 2 weeks or so for this.
Love your Friday.
It really is, man. This is the fucking club now. The stew.
This is the club.
The studio.
Just got some top from the stripper bit.
Speaking of strippers, Valentine's Day.
Word, don't get caught out there. Valentine's Day.
Hey, man, how you guys celebrate?
So I'm currently single, so I'm saving my coins.
Oh, shit. So what are we doing? Tinder, Bumblebee?
I don't got none of
grind
that, bro.
Grind is for the theys.
Now that you say that,
I don't know.
I feel like I'm too old to online date. Like,
where are you going to meet people? Honestly.
Well, now with COVID, I ain't meeting nobody.
Exactly.
Zoom, bro.
Zoom.
Jerkmates.
You were wrong with that hard cop.
Oh, man.
Yo, why is it when you why is it when you hit the ad? The ad, you could your volume could be down, but the ad's like,
muted.
Yo, you in your cribs. With that hard dick all alone, my nigga. The ad is so loud, and it'll
it
be
is.
Why?
I don't know.
But now they got a quiet one. You seen
a quiet ad?
I've never seen a quiet one.
Y'all not on videos like no
that.
More.
No, X-Videos I mean I'm not sponsors. On it like that. That I've seen all the ads.
Nah,
it's not like MTV that
like,
plays the Teen Mom ads like over this. And over.
That should be like, ever heard of? There's an ad that says ever heard of Jerkmates or whatever, and it's like fucking like Snapchat for porno or whatever like that. But the girl's whispering the whole time, and I was like, yo, this is convenient.
Nah,
I don't have to adjust my volume. But then again, I don't know if that's the ad that's gonna come up.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I've heard the Jerkmates ad. That's been an ad on porn for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But never that one. But I know what you're doing on Sunday.
I'm waiting for Monday for the chocolates to go on sale.
That's, yes, hit up Walgreens Hard Body.
I'm married, and I'm waiting for that shit to go on sale on Monday.
You got
to
stop. Yeah, look, see, he caught himself. Sugar-free chocolate.
I mean, so you have to go completely sugarless?
I'm trying.
Are you trying?
I've done it before, like when I first got diagnosed or whatever.
I've done it. I've done it for
we did a whole 30-day
period. Bro, you lose mad weight doing that shit. Like, without sugar?
But you got to also watch the regular food you eat because a lot of it has sugar also. So if you're going to go all...
Like, I can't be, like, on no sugar, mad carbs. Like, I can't do that. But I don't have a lot of carbs to begin with. Like, my biggest carb is, like, crackers and bread. But
Spam. Did you check Spam?
Spam, I don't think they have carbs.
Oh, shit.
They don't have carbs? So you could just eat Spam bread at the
can?
No.
Right. Yeah, you might want to fry it. Maybe in some low-cholesterol butter.
Low-cholesterol butter, but it's fried. You air-frying it?
No.
And you don't need butter?
I could try to air fry it. That's new.
Air fry and Spam.
Now, I've tried to air fry. I tried to air fry a pork chop.
Gen Z? The newest? What's the new gen?
Gen Z.
Yeah, that's Gen Z shit. Frying Spam in an air fry.
Is that they don't even know what Spam is, yo.
They don't.
I don't even think they eat, honestly. They eating well-done steaks with ketchup.
That shit comes in mass.
Like some nasty shit.
What, Spam? I haven't.
That shit got hickory, jalapeno.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit.
Bacon. Damn, I might have to start fucking with Spam.
Wait. How does Spam have bacon?
I don't know,
Spam
bro.
Supposed to be pork?
Yeah, but I think they got a bacon one.
But why is it bacon? Bacon is pork. It's the same thing.
I don't know how the sausage is made, bro. I just know it exists.
But, yeah, Spam is fake, yo.
Spam is definitely fake. Anything that's just sitting in a can for God knows how long, but it's still moist.
Has the gelatin at the bottom.
Oh, shit. You gotta stop drinking that shit, too.
Has the KY at the bottom.
Oh, gross.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Nothing. The wife and I don't really do Valentine's.
Y'all don't get wrapped up in that shit?
No. I don't even think we did when we first got together. Like, we might go out somewhere. Like, we might go to movies or... But yeah, we don't really, like... It's bullshit, bro. Like, Valentine's Day is as real as, like, National Donut Day.
Yo, there's like, a day for everything.
That's like what I'm saying. Pizza, it's donut. Not real. It's not like, it's just a made up bullshit. You know what I'm
every
saying?
Every day you
so I don't
watch
care
10 or 11 and it's just like, it's like it's Amber Alert Day. Take somebody's kid. Like, there's always a new fucking day.
Yeah. Like, I might get, like, some chocolates or something, you know, for both of us. But that's about it. We don't really do much. And then her birthday is like 2 weeks after. So we do something for her birthday.
When's her birthday?
The 24th.
Oh, okay.
You soon too, bro.
The 19th.
Oh, shit. My buddy's wife is the 19th as well.
Okay.
Check you. Oh, shit. Check y'all out.
Yeah, we don't do anything really for Valentine's Day either. The reason I don't do anything for Valentine's Day is because... When we first got together, she told me she doesn't like flowers. Never buy her flowers. And I lived up to that expectation.
That's not a hard thing.
That's the first time you listened.
I was like, oh, really? Okay. And I never bought her fucking flowers. Right? And then, like, maybe 9 years later,
Jesus,
she tells me,
the whole time.
You've never bought me flowers. And I was like, remember in 2010... when you was like, don't buy you flowers? And she was like, yeah, but I didn't think, you know, I thought maybe you would one day. And I was like, no, you told me you didn't like it.
You
why
know,
would I buy you that?
Women play a dangerous game of like, you have to decipher kind of what they mean when they say shit.
You never know.
So if they say to you, listen, I don't like flowers, you know, they die. You know, I don't want to take care of it. That means you got to buy her flowers that don't fucking die.
You got to buy her fake flowers.
Like, you got to buy her flowers that live for a long time.
Nah, those are those fucking $400 flowers that they
sell
online in a box.
I didn't know that.
I'm saying, you could get, like, Supreme flowers or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, Kith flowers.
Kith flowers is fire. You would buy her flowers from Kith.
If Kith had flowers, I would.
You listening, Ronnie?
Yeah, please sponsor me.
Who's Ronnie?
That's the owner.
The owner of Kif.
How do you know the owner?
I don't know.
You don't follow him.
Oh, he's like a figure?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know anything about anything. Everything I'm wearing is Old Navy.
You don't know the CEO of Old Navy?
Why the fuck would I know the CEO of Old Navy? I just know Old Navy and the Gap is the same. So I get to use my Old Navy card in both.
And Banana Republic, too.
Yeah, facts.
First of all, Banana Republic is expensive.
They're mad expensive. I used to work there.
I walked in there one time and I saw a sweater for $150. I was like, I might as well go to
that shit. Just like high
and that end. The thing is, that exact same sweater you can go to Old Navy.
That's my problem.
And I swear to everything, it's the same exact sweater. Just the tag says Old Navy, and it's a third
of the price.
Of the price.
Yep.
But it's like that's what everything.
Basically,
bro.
Banana Republic is Old Navy for white people in Manhattan.
Yeah, basically.
That don't want to travel to 34th.
Oh, and Banana Republic, the clothes fit better. Mm. So, like, I wear an XL, right? For Old Navy, sometimes a large will fit me just because everything is.
It runs
fits
big.
Yeah. Mad American big, XL? You know what I'm saying?
Huh? You're an American XL or European XL?
What?
It's different fucking sizes.
Yo, but that's a weird
that's
thing.
Mad
like,
crazy,
I'm an American
man.
Medium, but if I
okay,
go
okay.
get some
why are you
my
not
car,
on a
I'm
runway right now?
Like,
like, I'm an American medium, okay?
You see Rick's hands right now. He's like, he's doing that invisible
palm,
rope
like,
I'm an American
medium. I'm an
medium,
American medium, a European
you guys,
small.
You guys
small.
Don't know. Well, that's why you're always fucking buying clothes online and not fitting them.
First of all, I don't fit anything because I'm a 3X in America, in Japan, in
that's the problem. In Japan, you're probably a 6X because they
you bought
mad
a,
small.
Remember you bought a jacket
and I
that
sold
was 3X?
Yeah.
And he sold it to me because that shit was tight on him.
It was tight. I bought that.
And
from
the thing is, it's tight on me, bro. Like, it doesn't close.
What kind of jacket? Maybe it fits me.
It's a nice jacket, too.
It's like a
nah, I wear it
jacket.
Still. I
it's
just like, leave it open. Oh, I just wear a fire t-shirt
I
under.
I just leave everything open. I leave everything open now. I just bought
a you just
a
got that draft
jacket,
in the middle of your
like,
chest.
I got to just layer everything and hoodie it up. That's why now, I just wear hoodies.
Is that what's dope when you fat? You don't really get cold. So, like, you wear a sweater. Nah, facts. When
facts,
I wear a sweater.
Fats, not facts.
A hat, and I got a jacket on. Shit's open. I'm good.
Yeah. I hop close in and out of Uber, so I could just wear a jacket all year round.
I'm always renting a car, so I just leave it in the back, just in case I park far.
Hung in the back. Like,
yeah,
like
I hang it
suit.
On that little hook.
Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah, so that like you said, with the flowers, that's a mental game. Women are great at that. That's what women do.
We played the game for 9 years before she said anything. So I win.
She's yeah, like, she I'm played never the gonna break. She played the long game.
I think I won though.
Nah, you lost that one, bro.
Wow, 9 years of not buying flowers.
Yeah, you lost because you were supposed to figure that out. So you didn't figure it out. So yeah. She won chess.
He's like she's still around. She said
chess.
Yes.
Well, she's not gonna. She's not
she
gonna
did
leave.
Say yes. So yes. I won.
She's not gonna leave. Win. But in 10 years, she's gonna bring it up again. It's a cycle. It's like whenever Nas drops an album, she's going to fucking tell you, like, yo,
yo Nas
you didn't buy me
album.
Flowers.
I'm from Queens.
Yeah.
She's just ironically from Queens. That's crazy. You know, now that you say that, and this is kind of segueing into something else, I always feel, and I hope I don't get attacked for this.
Oh, boy.
I feel like
this is
going to, yeah.
This is
going to
sound bad.
This is Gil.
I got the sensor button.
I don't want nobody
ready.
No, it's not going to be nothing crazy like that. I feel like women are so good, like, just with mind games, that I always feel like men are stupid if they're doing something wrong to get caught, but women never get caught, especially if they're doing something they're not supposed to. Women will leave you breadcrumbs to see if you find out, but they'll never get caught.
That's more because we're don't stupid. Care about things.
No, I can't say I wouldn't care. Like
it's not that you don't care about a specific like if someone cheated on you, of course you care. But we don't care to see the signs of it. Like we don't, you know, like if she's sitting right there and she's on her phone and she's cracking a smile, right? I don't notice that. I'm not gonna notice that.
Oh, girl.
But if I'm sitting here on my phone and I crack a smile, what's funny? What's so funny?
It's like that's weird though. I would notice.
It's like her hearing the Silhouette Challenge song coming from your phone. you cracking that smile.
Just constantly like, coming off
is,
my phone.
What is that? What is he watching?
I'll show her, like, look at this shit.
Look at this girl. What?
She had to show me because I don't have Instagram, so I didn't see any of that shit.
That's good.
So if you crack a smile, there really is no excuse because you don't have social media. So you have to be.
Well, I crack a smile because I crack a smile because my boys be making me laugh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But she's like, "What boys? You here with all of them?
I'm your boy, Ponyo. I'm your boy."
But yeah, that's what it is. It's not like it's small shit. Like I don't know. Like if she asks, "What do you want to watch?" and I'll be like, "I don't care. Just pick something." I truly, in my heart, don't care. Yeah. You can literally put anything, and I'm good. We can watch.
Nah, that's an argument in my crib.
Mine too.
Because your crib is different because I go to his crib.
Mine too, though. But I just still like whatever,
bro. Gladys, first of all, I'm sorry if you're listening. Whenever this, you can listen to this.
Whenever this airs,
every time she's just sitting there watching Jurassic Park, bro. And it's like, yo, you gotta not watch this right now. Or it's the background, like, theme as she's reading a book. And it's like, this is ridiculous.
Yo, but there's only 6 movies in the franchise.
Yo, she could watch the first one over and over again. That's, like, her go-to.
Nah, that's her go-to.
We're talking about fucking Disney. Gladys on this podcast right now.
That and Disney.
My wife's shit is, like, Mean Girls comes on at least 3 times a week.
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls, yeah. Damn. You never seen Mean Girls? I've never seen Mean Girls.
A long time ago.
That movie is fucking fire. But, like, after you've seen it a 1,000 times, it's like the jokes get low. What do you watch repetitively?
I could watch Wedding Crashers whenever it's on. Love it, bro.
Old School?
Okay. Old School.
Step I could watch Brothers. Step Brothers. Like movies that 40-Year-Old Virgin. I like Knocked Up.
Rush Hour?
What?
Nah, I'm good. If I never watch that again for the rest of my life, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
Rush Hour was not that good to me.
I watched some of the movies that I watched as a kid that I thought were fucking hilarious, and they're not funny anymore. Like Rush Hour is one of them. I'm sorry. My fault.
He got the chicken tender shit.
Nah.
Rush Hour. Now he's watching these childish movies.
Fuck yeah.
No, it's not a childish movie. It's just like I don't like it. And then I kind of see like, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just a black dude and an Asian dude. Like that would never happen because Asians don't really like black people. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a fact, bro.
How?
Listen, I don't make the rules. You got to ask the Asian. Don't ask me.
Every Asian, but
I know Jackie Chan ain't like Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker looks fucking annoying. Okay.
Chris Tucker's voice was very annoying.
He looks annoying.
Yeah. Very annoying. I don't know.
But yeah, man. Speaking of childhood, we were talking about like our, what was it? Childhood nicknames?
Oh, man.
go ahead. What was yours? I've heard yours before.
My nickname to my family is Lay, like the law, like L-E-Y. So it's weird because then you know how they break down your nickname more. My mom calls me Lele. Mad weird. And then it's even weirder when I'm with my dad because that was also his name. And then
Lelito.
No, I'm Little Lay.
Which you're is bigger than
nuts
him.
Nuts because I'm bigger than him. And Little Lay sounds very, very weird. That's my rap name.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. I got it from him. I'm assuming. This sounds crazy. Lay is law in Spanish. My dad was always in jail. Maybe it got something to do with that. I don't know how that was handed down to me, but I got.
Are you a junior?
I'm a junior.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Damn, that's but right. You a junior even with the nickname? Like you got the
nickname?
Yo,
my cousin's shit. He's fucking the whole name and the nickname, and he's Little L. Oh, his they call him Lolo, and they call him Little L in his crib.
That's me.
That's the
Little L.
My thing was Little Ruben.
That's not a nickname, bro.
It's not, but that's what that's what I went by.
Your dad was Ruben?
Yeah. So I was Little
Ruben. Oh, we all juniors? Check us out not having our own identities.
That's funny. I didn't even put that together. That's wow.
My shit was they called me Macho. And then it was like Machito.
Machito.
Yeah.
It should sound like a daddy Yankee.
And it's like mad ironic.
Machito. The Machito.
Machucando. Machu.
Machito.
But yeah, man, they used to call me Macho, which is ironic because I'm mad pussy.
Ha ha ha.
Like, yo, why they call you macho? Like, I never understood it. They never told me why. They never... I never got an explanation. My dad, they don't call him that. They call him some other shit. Like,
you never went up to your family and was like, why y'all didn't just call me Toto? Because I'm mad pussy.
Yo, I knew a guy named Toto. Like, his nickname was Toto. And I was a kid, and I just always wondered why.
Maybe he was getting a lot of that. Maybe he was had a...
He was out here.
Handsome.
Probably. He was a handsome. Now, he had a long mullet. He was nasty. He was a nasty guy. Now, he had a mullet, handlebar. Crazy.
Those mullet... Oh.
I mean, we can't talk. We fucking bald, so...
I'd rather be bald than have a mullet.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, that mullet shit is trash. And they trying to bring that shit back. Have you seen people with it? Yeah. But they do the, what is it? Like shaved only on the temple? It looks weird. Listen, you motherfuckers look weird, yo.
Yeah, that's.
In everything
else. Why you looked at me like I got a mullet?
Because you look like if you had hair, you would have a mullet right now.
I had an afro, bro.
Zach, you could still have a mullet.
From an afro? How you get that? If I get an curls
extension. In the back, I don't know. You get like the Kanye shit. Where you grow the afro and then you just cut the sides.
Didn't Kanye have a mullet in South Park? Yeah.
Cause he had had the mullet shit.
I remember that.
What about the other shit where it was like you had a Caesar and then you had the little fro on the little,
with the curls?
Listen, have you seen the dude in Barchester that has he's all bald and then he has like the slightest sliver of hair in the back? And he just looks like Saturn. Like, it's just a ring around the back of his head.
That's wild. No.
I think I got a picture. If I have a picture, that's going to be the fucking thumbnail for this episode.
But this apparently is the guy on Parkchester.
Yo, he has just a little patch of hair in the back. Like a ring.
Maybe he got ringworm.
Nah, bro. He's like completely bald on top. 75% of the back of his head is bald. And then the bottom part is just a ring.
He Puerto Rican?
Nah, I mean, he looks black. I don't know.
He's probably Puerto Rican.
He's Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican stay out here with the mesh tank tops and the weird hairstyles.
We'll that's wild. That's our people.
That's definitely our people. That's you fucking be around during... When is the Puerto Rican Day Parade? AKA right? The Rape Fest?
Yo, they was wilding out there with the water guns and the super soakers.
I've been to the Puerto Rican Day Parade once in my life.
I went only once too, never went back.
That's you only need to go once.
Yo, you could see my dad during that time, and it's just like, oh, it's stomach turning. Like the whole car got the little head, like the flags hanging out.
His Honda CRV has the wheels to the side.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Oh price man,
damn, bro.
He got a hatchback.
He has the tank top. Like he's
the mesh shit.
It's like that Puerto Rican that I remember going to Puerto Rico, and I was like, I don't see one flag around here.
Like just that. When you land.
Yeah, just that's the only flag. What the fuck? Where do we get this
from? Have you guys gone as adults?
We're actually going.
Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
No, I don't get involved in nonsense. I don't want to get no charges
or nothing. I actually played in the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Continue.
So I was in high school, I was in the band. And I played the big ass bass drum. The shit that you had on your thing, and we played in the Puerto Rican.
Were you in drumline also?
Fuck you.
How was that experience? Yeah,
that shit was trash, bro. Like, it was mad long.
It was in the Goya line.
Mad people screaming. It was, I mean, you can't even hear us playing.
Because it's just so much. Yeah,
yeah, like, it was cool, like,
Daddy
in
Yankee's
the moment.
Playing in the background.
Because Daddy Yankee's y'all playing.
Y'all walked for mad long, I'm assuming.
All the fucking blocks. It's like, what, 40 blocks?
Wow.
With that big ass shit on my stomach? My back was killing me, bro.
I'm gonna lie. Actually, I didn't go to the Puerto Rican Day. I went to the shit the day before.
The shit you go to festival. Harlem. The festival for shit. The food.
That's what, yeah, I went.
That shit's not so bad. It's not as bad
as that either. Well, I don't like crowds of people.
That's like 112, 116 around there.
At least they got like food and shit out.
Yeah, I know. But how much food can you eat? You can eat at every cart. Like,
yes.
Oh, well, not me.
So you guys going to Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, when?
March.
Nice.
End of March, right?
Yeah. For what?
Bachelor party. Or nice. It's funny because of the way we are, it's just going to be us going to Puerto Rico to just get away from New York. It's not even a... Just it's like, relax. Yo, we're going to go and we're going to wake up and not know what happened. Like, yo, we lost Ruben. He's on the roof. Like, hangover. Yeah. Like, it's not that.
We're not gonna go. That's all right. All how many of you guys? Strip clubs in Puerto Rico.
That's not bad. Yeah, I got an Airbnb or a hotel.
Hotel.
It's not bad, man. You go to the beach, you chill, you eat.
This guy. You guys like gonna have beach. Fun.
But I'm gonna go to that beach.
You
though,
also never went to. I've a never beach been to a real beach. Of,
yeah. Orchard Beach doesn't count. No. The reason I don't like Orchard Beach is because I saw.
Well, cocky in the water.
On top of the fact that I saw a pamper, like I saw a kid burying his pamper in the sand.
Oh, gross.
That was one thing, delicious. Right? And then every time we went, we used to. If you're from the Bronx, then you know you used to take the BX5, the Orchard Beach one, to the last stop, right?
Yep.
The problem is, like, my mom never wanted to take a cab home.
Your mothers would right? never take
so
a cab.
You so take that crowded ass.
I just
bus
remember
home.
Carrying like 5 beach chairs, the 2 coolers, the blankets, all this shit, and then I still had sand in my ass.
The whole way,
and the whole ride, my ass was itchy, and the first thing I wanted to do was take a shower. And I think that's why I don't like the beach to this day.
Well, I mean, I hate the beach because of the sand. Because of the sand. But I'll do, like, if I go away, if I go away on vacation, I'll do the beach. Then you're going to go to Puerto Rico's beach. So it's going to be, like, nice sand. The water's going to be nice and clear. So you're going to want to get
it. I hear the water is actually Mark Anthony's tears.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's why it's so beautiful.
So y'all going to be higher than a motherfucker.
That's what the water
them
is.
Them coke tears.
Coke tears. That's what, he doesn't do drugs.
He does, maybe not now, but he's definitely done coke.
I think
Puerto Ricans skinny. Have done coke. His name is Mark. Last name Anthony. He's from Harlem, too.
Oh,
yeah.
I think he's from Spanish.
Listen.
Island.
I think he's used the same. I think he's, you know, never get high on your own supply. Mark was in that.
Listen, he shared needles before.
Oh, that's gross.
But I don't want to say that. Allegedly.
Allegedly. If you say allegedly.
Yeah, if you say allegedly, you're good.
El Cantante.
He was really into the role.
Bobby.
Yo, that's one of those movies that I love. Like, I could watch it all the time. That and Carlito's Way.
I've seen Carlito's Way probably like once or twice. I don't remember it, so I was saying I would have to watch it.
I love that movie.
I've seen that like twice.
Damn, y'all like trash, bro. I can't talk to y'all.
Yo, you told me you never seen Juice. And that's a classic.
Yeah, it came out when I was fucking 7, bro.
And when so did Carlito's Way.
When did
that
Carlito's
probably came
way?
Out when you was 1.
Nah, not that long ago.
Nah, it came out when I was like 7. It came out like 93, Carlito's Way.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was 1.
Yeah, the ages are different here.
Yeah, it came out in like 93. Yeah, man. What else we wanted to get into?
I just real quick. I got feedback from the poor meals, and someone told this. I didn't hear from everyone, but I heard someone had their poorest meal was spaghettis with sour cream. So it's supposed to be like what Alfredo sauce is on pasta. So pasta with sour
Rick's
cream.
Jaw is on the ground right now. That's
that
a
sounds
poor ass meal.
That sounds crazy.
That does sound crazy.
That's a $3 meal. How much is sour cream?
Some elbows?
Like elbows are 89 cents for the
box.
Yeah,
elbows easy.
All right, and then sour cream is probably also like $1, $2.
Yeah, and they're
inflation,
probably doing store
right
brand.
Now it's like $2, but like then. Might have been like $1.50.
But they're not doing Daisy. They're doing store brand. Fucking Western beef brand next to the eggs.
They're not doing Daisy.
Or like,
yo, this motherfucker's his food is name brand, yo.
Like, yo, that's Daisy sour cream. That's good.
He got Supreme logos on his cream cheese.
You Supermarket Sweep, and you're like, no, switch.
Nah, there's certain brands that you're going to want the name brand compared to some regular shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know when it's not Hellman's mayonnaise.
Oh, of course.
Yo, exactly. It does not taste the same, son.
Nothing tastes
like,
the same.
When it's Miracle Whip, that tastes like shit.
Well, I think Miracle Whip isn't even mayonnaise. That shit has like sugar in it. I don't know. That's maybe nasty to me.
It's gross.
I'm assuming you used to like that.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. I don't like that shit.
But spaghetti with...
with sour cream.
Sour cream is crazy.
We also have a friend that would eat cold hot dogs. Cold glizzies. Like, thaw them out the... the freezer and just eat them.
And just eat them.
But they had enough time to throw.
So, well, he wasn't allowed to use the stove.
He wasn't allowed to use the stove, but he was hungry. So he was just like, he would let the hot dog sit out.
Wait. So he would let the hot dog naturally warm up.
I thought he warmed them up in his mouth with the temperature of his mouth to de-thaw it, but that's not the case. He would just let them up. Cold I don't blizzies, think he was. Bro.
Compared them to Vienna sausages, which, I don't know.
You know what, though? I guess that would be the same thing.
No,
right?
It's not.
No, Vienna's already, like, pre-packaged. Vienna's a pre... already thawed.
Yeah, and they're soft.
He's doing the hand gesture to soft. Yeah,
they're soft. That's soft.
I'm in shock, bro. Because you couldn't, like, put him in the microwave, at least, for, like, 30 seconds?
How you know he had a microwave? We don't know his situation. He was young. He couldn't use the stove. He probably didn't know enough to even run it underwater. Like, that's what I would have
done.
How
old was he?
I don't know.
We didn't ask these questions.
Listen, shout out to you, bro. And I hope you're doing better, B. Because eating cold glizzies is insane, bro. I mean, as a kid, fine. Because as a kid, we're all, like, gross.
You'll be immune to it.
I mean, I ate mayonnaise.
If a kid ate a cold glizzy, he'll die.
I ate mayonnaise sandwiches, so I'm not that bad.
My question is, which ones? Because they got the ballpark Franks that plump when you cook them.
Those are real big.
Yeah, so those got to have a crunch to them.
Yo, but like, I'm just imagining a kid.
Just chomping down.
Taking it out, putting it like on the table and waiting like hours for it to thaw out.
Maybe like, yo, let me put it near the sun.
And then finally eating it, and it's like not satisfying because it's a cold hot dog.
And
yeah?
Then you know what would be worse? If you wait, let it thaw out so it gets a little room temperature, and then you add cold ketchup on top of it. If he thought that through.
Motherfucker had a popsicle.
A skin
that's
popsicle.
That's crazy.
That's nasty.
Like hot dogs already are kind of gross.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Because it's like all the excess meat and shit. They just grind it up and then. Yeah, I mean, so you don't even know what you're getting.
You're going to think of it that way. Then, yeah.
Nah, that's how it is, bro.
I know, but like, I don't.
Yo, murder is murder.
Yeah. You don't eat a hot dog thinking that. Like, you're just
as you're eating it. Yeah. I do now. I can't not think of it like that.
I'm more of a fan of eating hot dogs like at a barbecue. Like, not at home with the boiled water. I get that part. But like, you know, I like the grill.
I'll go more for like a sausage. Because a sausage, you'll know it's like, it's beef grinded.
I like the bigger glizzy.
I like the fatter
I'm
joints,
a grown man. I need a big one.
He's like, hold the bread.
He's like, yo, what am I doing with this little glizzy? Huh? I need some girth.
Oh, man.
I need some spicy girth.
Came through with the Johnsonville.
I feel like I'm obligated to shout out my mom for listening to the podcast because she also was trying to find the dude that hit me in school. And I don't know who he is. Like, so she hit me up, she texted me, and she's like, yo, why you didn't tell me? Who's gonna tell you that? I'm going straight to my room. That was my fault.
That shit was like 20 years ago.
Yo, Lay, I found him on Facebook.
Yo, I found him on Facebook. We're gonna ride on his bitch ass. Yo, Lay.
It's like, yo, Lay, I found him on Facebook. He works at McDonald's on Burnside. Like,
yo, you remember my son?
He's like, no, ma'am. Would you like to order something?
She's gonna go around finding bullies like the Equalizer.
The Queen Latifah one.
Queen Latifah shit.
Oh shit.
Oh my god. Did y'all watch the football game? I know you did.
Oh, the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so
no.
The last 5 minutes.
It was did you
so the halftime show
perform?
Yes.
Nah. Oh damn, I thought you would have seen that at least.
He don't like music, huh? He like Kings of Leon.
I really
sex
don't.
Is on fire.
You listening to Mad Chris Martin.
Nah, I didn't watch that.
Damn. It was good. I watched the entire game.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch a game all season, but I feel like obligated to watch the Super Bowl if it's on.
Nah, I don't really fuck
and
with the NFL.
Why were people so hard on the weekend? Like, he worked with what he had. Like, everybody's like, oh, this is
it was
trash.
A fine performance. I don't understand what people wanted.
The funniest thing though, like those little memes of him grabbing like the camera and moving it around, and like me around on my Zoom room, meetings.
Yo, I love that shit.
Those are good. They were like, also, I guess because of the content of the songs, they were like how it was sponsored by Pepsi, but he was talking about Coke.
I saw another one was said it. Yo, they sponsored by Pepsi, but brought in by Coke.
That's wild.
But yeah, I thought the performance was fine.
Me too.
I enjoyed it.
I think people just expect too much. And then it'd be people who aren't talented at all. Just in their house like, yo, what's up? Like, that's it? Like, do something with yourself. Like, the fuck? You don't sing. You don't dance.
They're like, yo, J-Lo and Shakira was better. I mean yeah. J-Lo and fucking Shakira. Like,
exactly.
You wanted Weeknd to dance on a pole in underwear. Like, I don't understand. And it was pre-COVID. Like, he had to,
they could you do saw, whatever they
yeah.
wanted.
Like, yeah, he had can't. To do what he had to do. And he sang some of his fire songs, so. But, you know, people, man.
I saw people, he didn't do Hawaii with, who is it, J Balvin, is that?
Maluma?
With Maluma. They're the same person.
But he said he wasn't going to bring anyone out.
But my thing with that is, that's awesome. One, not his song. And two, it's like, it's a Super Bowl. This is for white people. This isn't for Latinos. Like,
he did play some of his more obscure shit Jane, though. Yeah. But Rock Nation does the entertainment for the NFL now.
Yeah,
that's why we got J Lo and Shakira last year, and then Weeknd this year. Hopefully next year we get somebody good too. But I don't really care for the game, honestly.
That was all right. It was dope to see Tom Brady win again.
That I found that amazing. Yo, like, that I was like looking at it. I was like,
seven
oh,
rings,
shit.
Yo. Seven. In football.
And that's the other guy came out of retirement.
Did you see
Gronkowski?
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh,
did
shit.
You see him like wrecked?
Yeah,
yo,
he threw the,
yo,
that's the Lombardi
me at
the, trophy over you, the boat.
That's me at the first that
he
first
threw
day
it
brunch.
To another boat. Like, I guess the other boat was like I guess the other players, but he threw the shit over the yeah, he was fucked up.
Did it land in the water?
No, they caught it.
That's gonna be me. The first time we could do a brunch or something after Rona.
Oh, it's over.
I'm in there, walking out stumbling. But you guys wouldn't know because y'all don't drink.
I'll be there, bro.
Yeah, fuck it.
I drink with you. You're the
only
person.
Yo, it's funny because I feel like I'm the only person that can like. Sorry to say, kind of force you to drink.
Nah, you don't force me. But now you kind of understand why a lot of times you would invite me. I wouldn't. I usually we wouldn't because I don't drink like that.
But I don't. If you don't drink, I'm not going to be
no,
like.
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you
like,
don't have to.
Drink. But it's just weird because it's like you feel like you kind of have to drink.
Nah. You yeah. never have to, bro.
Well, you don't
have You don't to. Never have to.
So now you got to come with us, too.
I'll go. That's fine. It's funny because.
It's good because they got. Listen, they got chicken tenders that are.
Oh,
phenomenal,
amazing,
bro.
Amazing.
Right?
I'll definitely go.
You talking phenomenal. About the brewery spot?
The Bronx Brewery, yeah.
Oh, I'm messing with that all day. Those, I told you, those wings are mad good.
All right, we'll go.
And we went all summer during the fucking COVID, and all the tables were far apart. Everyone was 6 feet apart. Everyone had masks on.
Good.
Like, the
it
food
was nice
good. It was outside. It was perfect.
Yeah, we'll go we with were drinking, like, kombucha, was it?
Oh, and sugar-free.
It was sugar-free.
No-calorie beer. Kombucha beer.
But you coming from sweet stuff, like you already taste the alcohol and stuff that's a girly drink. You'd be like, nah.
Yeah,
nah,
you probably wouldn't, you wouldn't like drink. It. But you I knew he was on, yeah. he was doing, like was he was eating less shit. And he was on a diet. So I told him, yo, they have the sugar free shit. And we drank a bunch of them shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'll try it, but I'm not going to, like, sit there and say, oh, I'll have another one.
Yeah. Like, nah. Keep them coming.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. It's funny because, like, by my job, like, occasionally we'll go out after work. If they want to have a drink or whatever. So I don't drink, but I'll still go with them. And the guy at the spot that we go to, he calls me root beer.
Oh, because that's,
<'Cause> that's all I ever order. So he's like, yo, what's up, root beer?
I mean, but that's all right, man. That's in
that's not that far off from Ruben.
Ruben. At first, I thought that's what he said.
He was calling you
Ruben. Yeah. How does he know? And then I was like, nah, he called me root beer.
You don't need my ID for root beer.
Keep them coming.
That's a while.
Have you ever been drunk?
Nah. I've had like
Yo, you're not trying
two
to get
shots
drunk
of
Henny,
your
two wedding?
Shots of Patron, but I've never gotten drunk.
On an empty stomach, that's enough to get you drunk.
When I had the two shots of Patron, I was on an empty stomach and I didn't get drunk.
You were buzzed.
Yo, but
no,
yo, can we do this for your wedding?
Sorry, Gladys.
I mean, I'll drink. I'll have a shot.
Just one shot? I'm trying to get you fucked up, bro.
I don't know if I'm going to get fucked up, but I'll drink.
I'm trying to get it so bad that you got to pay for the rental.
Oh, I don't know.
You want him to get as fucked up as me in my anniversary party?
This guy was fucked up that day.
Yo, I was
fucked up. But it was good because, you know, it was your 10-year. You know, the venue was great, like, open bar. Everybody had a good time. You can tell, like,
everyone had a good time.
And he was done. Like, we were all holding him up at the end of the night. Like, it was bad.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I just remember I did a speech, and people were laughing, and I just knew, like, all right, I'm fucked up. And then I woke up on my couch the next morning.
The crazy thing is to not remember everything that happened in between, and then me being the person that does. And seeing him, I don't know whether I had did a video, but, like, kept it to myself, and I probably lost it now, of just, like, yo, this dude is, and he was in the back. We were in the back of a car, like, it was bad.
Damn, you never showed me that, bro.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't know what I did with it. I probably deleted it. I would have never posted it anywhere, you know?
Like,
it
was no, but to send it to me, Galaxy funny. Too.
Yeah, I was on an Android then. I'm probably the last one to switch.
I mean, do you want to get me that drunk? Because then you're going to be responsible.
I am going to be responsible.
I also live at a 5-flight walk-up. You're going to have to get me upstairs.
Bring you here, bro.
He's going to drag you up them steps like a hitman. Oh. Hide the body.
You live up a walk up here too. You got stairs.
Yeah, but it's not five flights though.
Not five flights, bro. It's like 20 steps.
Narrow steps.
Easier to just
gonna push me up the stairs.
Yo, I'd like to see it. Just see, be like, yeah, that was different.
At least get drunk and not like
not that drunk.
Not blacked out. Cause drunk is fun, like especially when it's your party. Remember, it's your wedding, bro. Like that's your time to have fun. It's no one else's.
Are you a happy drunk?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of drunk I am though.
You gotta figure it out.
I'm this drunk. I go up to Gil. I hug him. I kiss him on the cheek, and I'm like, I love you, bro.
That's it.
That's me all day.
What about if I woke up to God, I smack the shit.
I mean, then we just know, and we'll never. Give you drinks again. We know, all right, if we give him drinks,
for that.
It's like giving water to a gremlin. We got to relax.
Yeah, that was.
We'll try.
Remember, man, this is you and your wife. Y'all gotta have fun. Not anyone else. It really only matters that y'all have fun. As long as y'all have fun, you guys will be all right.
Yo, I'm scared to cry at your wedding.
I think you're going to cry.
No,
I think
cry,
I'm
bro.
I think I'm going to cry if you cry. And I think Gladys is never going to cry. And it's going to look weird.
Or she's just going to look at both of us crying and be like, they got something going on together. And I've always said
something went down in Puerto Rico.
Something happened in that room.
But look, man, it's
three guys in two beds.
It's two of your best friends getting married.
Yeah.
You're going to cry, bro.
That's true.
You're going to cry your eyes off.
You know what did it to me at my boy's wedding?
I'm looking at you.
Well, you think I'm gonna cry right now?
Yeah, because of the way you're looking, like your eyes went up, you blinked a few times. Is he about to cry?
He's like, IDO.
I'm crying on the pie.
I need a break.
cut my mic. So my boy, what got me was the Ed Sheeran song, bro. That Ed Sheeran song, it's different in the wedding. And I heard it mad times, but I'm like, not this one, please. And he started dancing with his wife, and it was like, this is beautiful, bro.
Nah, I cried at every single one of my friends' weddings. I've cried. It's just nice. Like, you see your friends get married. Like, it's just a, you know, you feel like everyone looking at them is all the love radiating to them.
You feel that shit, bro. But you know, I'm weird.
I could tell Ruben's gonna be stone cold up there. Yo.
Yeah, he's gonna be like, yeah,
he's gonna be stone cold. Yo,
really?
Yes, I feel it. He's looking at us crazy, like, y'all cry for other
men. You guys cry for other men. Radiating down the
eye. Hey, so, man.
I mean, when you look at it, like, beautiful, that, yeah, bro. I mean,
everyone is looking at the couple. And you know, it's love in the room.
I'm gonna sneeze. Muted my mic.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe that day I'm crying. Maybe
watch, he's going to bowl as soon as she walks out in her dress. He's going to walk out. He's going to bowl. And then he's going to get tight because he can't control that shit.
Yeah. It's going to be the shit that the kids do when they can't breathe. Yeah.
You ever cry? You ever got hit like that? You probably, you never got hit, right?
I never got hit. I know
his chicken tender ass never got hit. Yo, I'm crying like that, like like I got kidnapped.
I was a good kid, bro.
What are you talking about? I was a good kid too, and I got my ass whooped.
I got hit, but it was just like, yo, I'm hitting you because I love you. Nah. That's how we grew up. Nah,
you
look like
you did something bad.
Nah, I didn't really do
it. Fam, you could have done something mad small.
My mother used to be like, why are you in the house? Go outside. My mother was always pushing me to, and I'm like, no, I don't like people. Like, why am I going outside? Like, there was no reason for me to go outside.
Never got hit.
That's how I felt. And at the time, like, I had a close friend die in school. And then I went through that time frame of, yo, I'm not fucking with nobody. Because now it's getting somber. But it was weird because the dude like had like a seizure. He hits the gym floor. So it's like if it's us and he's seizing and I'm kicking his foot, like, yo, get up. Like I thought, you know. Like, and then I see him foaming. And then the school didn't know what to do either. Like, you see them like rubbing his back on his side. And I'm like, there's got to be more than this. Then they sent him to Lincoln. And I'm like, yeah, it's over. Yeah, I was born in Lincoln. But I know if you go to Lincoln.
You only go there for gunshot wounds.
Yeah, you ain't coming back. And, unfortunately, he passed. And then it was while the situation's going on, it happened in gym. And you hear all the kids like, yo, can we keep playing ball?
What?
And, yeah, that shit had me.
Yeah,
I went through it, bro.
Yeah,
that was bad.
So it makes sense. It makes sense.
And then I was like, "Yo, I'm not fucking with nobody." Like, just to hear that, and it's like, "What I'm gonna do? Fight the school?" Like, there's nothing you could. You just have to keep that in. I just stood in my room, door closed. Like, I didn't want to talk to nobody. But that was a bad time. Yeah. But I definitely got hit. Like, you know,
you?
Oh, of course.
My mother
all the time
put the beats on me.
I didn't get hit. I got.
Beat. And I never wanted to go to school. Oh no, I just got. No, I got never beat. Got beat. I got hit.
My ass whooped.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, kind of go through it, bro.
He's like, I don't know what that's like.
I'm good.
We had like the generation of parents before us. You know, that was kind of their that's thing. Like think, that's how they express themselves. You know what I'm saying?
I grew up in that era of you hit me, I'm gonna call the cops, and my mother bringing me the phone, and then you like, yo, this is really gonna. I'm scared. She really want me to call the cops. But I never got hit like that. I should probably get another parent. Like, I should be pulled out of my house.
You never did that shit where you grab your suitcase and you start packing your toys and shit?
Oh, no, I've done that. I've absolutely done that.
No, I never did.
And I've been gone for like a week just running my grandmother's house. Like,
I can't do this.
Don't tell her I'm here.
Well, I can't do this. And she'd be like, okay. She'd be like, okay, I won't.
I won't
tell
her.
And then I hear her. Ay, está aquí. Ay, está aquí. Está aquí. Déjalo quieto.
She's like, she would look at you in your eyes and be like, I'm not going to tell her. Go inside. I'm going to make you a sandwich. Chill. And then right after be like, he's here. He's okay.
He's here. Está bien.
He's going to stay here. Bring me some of his clothes. Like, yo, how my clothes got here?
But yeah, man. The generation before us. But it's not their fault. The generation before them, their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their parents used to beat the shit out of them.
Kids now.
That's when they used to use weapons.
Got it a little too easy. Because kids now need to get their ass whooped and they don't. And I think our parents are just tired. Like,
is that there's a balance, bro. Like, I don't think hitting is a
form of.
I don't think that works.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But there's got to be a balance. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just have your kid. You know, just being an asshole all the time. Like, there's something you have to do to show them, like, yo, you can't be a fucking asshole. And most of these kids are assholes, bro. Yeah. Like, and then you look at them and you go, yo, he should be hit.
Yo, punch him in his face.
Like, and I don't even like to say that, but some kids, you go, yo, he needs to ask for it. Like, either by his mom or, like, a group of kids need to jump him and take his metro. Say that. Well, yeah. Because, bro, you learn your lesson after a couple of times being jumped. My lesson was that when I see a group of dudes and it's just me and another guy, I got to walk away first.
Oh, yeah. It works. I'm telling you.
I have to walk away first, so he gets whooped, and I'm good.
Bro, you're like, yo, my mother's calling me.
Yeah.
Across the street, bro. Handing back his metro card.
So I want to get into the probably the worst thing that could probably happen to you. Shitting yourself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's
My thing is not, I don't think it's the, well, of course, shitting yourself is bad. But those moments.
Has that happened to you recently?
Recently, no. But my thing is that those moments leading up into you shitting yourself are, you know, those moments where you having that conversation with God. You don't even have to be like a.
Like religious.
A religious person. Like, you just like, yo, just let me find a bathroom.
I've had that moment recently.
Not
recently, but then the past year.
That's recent, bro.
That's super recent. Yeah.
Early past year.
During COVID?
Pre-COVID.
Okay. That's a little...
So like last year, January?
February, January.
Like. He's like, actually, today, last year.
Today marks an anniversary.
That's the worst, bro. You rush. If you get to the bathroom, you pull your pants down, and your box has got a sweat line.
The worst is if you're in the bathroom shitting and you still have your book bag and jacket on.
Oh, now I got to shit all the way off. I got to get off. You raw dog the toilet?
Like in public places?
Yeah.
Depends.
It depends. With spray with the Lysol spray.
That shit is hard to find nowadays.
Yo, the little
to go Lysol, can't find it. Usually I have wipes with you.
Just depends. But that's not
disinfecting anything. Just a wipey Clorox? On the toilet seat. Oh, if you have a Clorox, you can just sit on it.
I'll take the whole Clorox wipe and disinfect the seat.
I just don't like that paper that you sit on.
I don't like that.
I feel like you ever been shitting.
There's no
on
way
it?
that parchment that paper shit, is protecting your ass.
Fucking way.
And then the shit just don't. It kind of mixes up with that paper, and then you don't know.
It slides out from under your ass.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'd rather just get the pimple on my ass for like 3 days. I'll just take the pimple on my ass and but like, go about my day.
Sometimes, like. If I can help it, I would not raw dog it.
You ever squatted over a toilet? I think that's a girl thing.
I think that the shit is gonna fall in my boxes if I do.
I feel like it's gonna go. It's on gonna the wall. Dangle like, and fall. Crazy.
Yo, speaking of walls, B.
Okay.
Listen, I have a story, son.
Yo.
So one time we went to Edo's to eat, right?
Edo's is delicious.
And I'm super lactose intolerant, but I don't care. So I ate the ice cream. After saying I wasn't going to eat it because we had to drive back. I ate the ice cream. Driving back, I get the bubble guts. We stop at a gas station. And I'm like prairie dogging it, B. It's about to come out. Turtle head. So I asked the guy, like, oh, can I use a bathroom? And he's like, no, you have to buy something. So I'm like, you know, fuck. So I grab a Snickers, I think. I buy it. I go to attempt to buy it, and there's a line. Oh. And he's like, you have to make the line. And I'm like, yo, you're an asshole, bro. Like, so I make the line.
Ironically.
It's coming out. Like, it's about to come out. As soon as I hit the bathroom, as soon as I pay, I run to the bathroom. The moment I pull my pants down, it shoots. Like, all over the place, B.
That's disgusting.
I got none of it on my jeans, on my sneakers, on my boxers. Oh, like, it just went everywhere. And as I'm done.
Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
As I'm done, I look back. I'm like, oh, I'm good. I look back, and it's like someone got murdered. And their blood was brown, son. I ran out of that shit. I mean, I wash my hands and all that. I'm skipping that part.
Like, I ain't touching that.
But wall. I ran out of there. I jumped in the car and was like, go. Like, if go, I stole go, shit. Go, go. And they were like, yo, what happened? And I told them, Bro, I hadn't had ice cream.
I would have told the guy something. I would have been like, "You're an asshole." On the way out, just to make him think, like, "Damn, he fucked the toilet up."
No, I felt bad. If I would have like taken the shit and like a little bit would have hit the seat, I would have like, "Ah, fuck him." No, this was bad, bro.
Yo,
this was all over the place. I felt bad for the next person that walks in there to use the bathroom.
I had a situation. I would do the same. Like, I think everybody's lactose intolerant to a certain extent. Like,
most of us are.
I could eat ice cream and I would be fine, but if I'm outside and I eat like some sort of melted cheese, that's fucking me up. So, I remember I was downtown. This was years ago. And the Burger King bathroom was out for the men. It was only available for women.
34th Street?
Probably 34th. Yeah.
34th Street, this is the one, it's upstairs?
It's the one by the Macy's, one yes.
In Macy's, upstairs, yeah.
Okay.
In that block. And I go in there, stomach is fucked up. I go to the women's bathroom, I say, fuck it. Like, I'm like, I got a shit. And it was empty, there was nobody. Bro, I fucking blow that bathroom up. And on my way out, there's a line of like 5 women waiting.
Oh my God. My
God. How embarrassing that was. But it's for a sec because y'all don't know me and I'm going to keep walking. But they look and they're like, you know when they open, when they swing that door open or they know when you on your way out because that smell follows you. They're like, oh my God.
They also know because the first girl that walks in opens it and then turns around and gives the next girl a look like, oh my God. Bitch.
This wasn't me. Yo, and that was, I remember, and that was, I don't even remember what year that was, but I remember that situation. All those women and their faces of disgust, like, this fat bastard.
I remember in college using, and I might have told you this, I remember I had to use the bathroom, so I went take a shit, and I went to BMCC, so the bathroom I was using was, like, downstairs in the basement. Nobody ever fucking goes there, whatever. So I'm taking a shit. And somebody knocks on the stall and I'm like, yo, I'm in here. And they stop or whatever. And I'm like, yo, why the fuck would they come to this stall? There's mad stalls empty. So I get out and the guy's in a wheelchair.
Oh,
and I'm in the handicapped stall.
Oh my God.
Yo, I just walked out and just like, here you go.
Like, yo, bro, you OD'd.
You walked out and he rolled in. You're an asshole.
And I was like, and that's rolled in. And I was like, that's fucked up.
That like, is fucked up.
I've never seen somebody.
Because you're like, yo,
I've never seen somebody handicapped going.
Yeah. You're like, yo, what the
fuck? Because the size for me, for a guy. But my
then
size.
That's just us being selfish.
No, it's not.
No, I use that. I use that stall because it's always the cleanest.
Yeah.
It's always the cleanest because no one uses it.
If you go to Walmart, they all fucked up.
Listen, I ain't taking
it. Don't matter what bathroom.
But COVID now, they clean these bathrooms a lot. Like, you know, and you should find hand soap now. But if things were like that back then, we probably would be in a better place now.
We would absolutely be
hands anyway.
We would absolutely be in a better place. Like the flu was barely existent this whole year because of how we wear masks.
It's called COVID now.
Yeah, it's COVID now, basically.
So I actually have 2 stories.
Oh, I got another one too.
Of me shitting myself.
Oh my goodness!
Actually, shitting myself. Oh, not like almost making it.
Oh,
like,
I got one too.
I don't have one as an adult.
No, me neither.
I have one as a
does like,
but in high school, so it's even worse.
Yeah,
high school.
High school count. All right. Go. So my first shit story is
my first shit story is
kindergarten.
So damn, you remember that?
You remember that shit was that. Traumatizing. Clearly,
it was traumatizing, that's that milk.
Now he uses the handicap shit, so no one fucks with him.
I never like using the bathroom in school.
Who does?
So, well. I never like using the bathroom, so I think I took it upon myself to shit myself.
On purpose?
Okay.
You're like, you know what?
Fuck, what was the thought process?
I'm a fucking baby. Know, bro. But here's the... All right, so I don't remember the details, right? But I ended up shitting myself in class, and it was a quiet shit. I don't think I made any... I don't think I made any noise. But...
It was in kindergarten, bro.
Like, but I remember, and this is something that's always stuck with me. I remember one of my classmates, we were sitting on the floor at the time. Like one of those circles that you sit on the floor.
He held your hand.
And I was sitting in my shit. And I remember him telling me like, yo, it smells like shit. And I was like, yo, I know, right?
Yo, that's good, son.
Like, never admitting it. Like, and I fucking stood there until 3 o'clock, and my mother picked me up eventually, and I just had dry shit all over me.
Oh, and yo, none of your teachers smelled you and called your mom.
Like, I don't know. Nah, you so, know, like, you I don't know what happened that too, and I only lasted an hour. Like, I don't know.
Oh, who, no, who, you know what? You know what definitely happened? You end up being the stinky kid in class.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I was other never, kids told their parents like, "Mommy, Ruben stinks."
Yeah.
Ruben,
nah, I was never the shitty kid. And then the last time I shit myself was in ninth grade. And I know if any of y'all that went to high school with me are listening, I never shared this with anybody. Well, there might be a few of y'all that know. But I never shared this with any of y'all because y'all would have roasted my ass. And that's not how it was going to go down in high school. So
I could talk about this now.
So, yeah, it was ninth grade, and I remember it being, like, the beginning of a period. And I asked the teacher, I said, hey, listen, I need to use the bathroom. At the time, the doors for the bathroom were locked, and they had, like, you needed a key, and the teacher had the key, right?
It was a prison school. What kind of fucking prison were you in?
Yeah, so the teacher had the key, so you needed to ask to get the key in order to use the bathroom. So the teacher refused to let me go. He said it was still too early in the class period.
To go to the fucking
to go to the bathroom, shit your pants, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe I could hold it out. I couldn't, so I got up and I walked out the classroom, left my jacket, my book bag, left everything there. I go to the bathroom. Of course, the door is fucking locked because I don't have the key. Nobody is in the hallway. Only one person walks by in the hallway, and I think it was either the principal or the vice principal. And I asked him, like, "Listen, I need you to open the door." And she's like, "Where's, like, your pass?" And I don't have it. He didn't let me use the bathroom, and I need to use the bathroom. So she's there with these fucking, I'm exaggerating it, but it felt like a million fucking keys on this key ring.
With the janitor course, shit?
The that's janitor shit. And she's looking through each fucking key. She finally finds it. As she's, like, twisting the knob, the shit is just coming down. Blah.
It's like your ass knows, right?
Your ass instantly knows that you're in front of a bathroom.
You ain't going nowhere, B.
So the shit is coming down.
It's like, haha, you thought.
I had khakis on.
Oh, you had extra khakis.
Yeah, I had khaki in my khakis.
Oh, shit. That's the name of the episode, yeah. So, khaki and my khaki.
I don't even know how we're going to spell that.
So I'm shitting myself in front of this lady. And I think she knew at this point that I was shitting myself because everything just stopped. Time stopped. I get into the bathroom. I lock the door from the inside and I'm on full panic mode. Like, I don't know what to do. I got shit dripping down my leg, shit on my pants, shit on my socks.
Bro,
like, bro, it was so bad. Like, it was the most amount of diarrhea you could have. So I ended up leaving my boxers and my socks in the sink. Shitted. And I fucking put my pants back on and I walked out the side door. And I got a cab and I told my mother, I said, I need you to meet me downstairs. Yo, with like $30 for this cab. And the next day I went to school and my boy was like, yo, I put your coat and your thing in your locker. What happened? And I was like, bro, I had to go. It was an emergency.
That sounds crazy. Yo, so I don't know if you have a shit story. I don't want
to. Yeah, mine's is kind of similar.
Yeah, so mine is kind of same thing. High school, I was with like four friends. We were going to the library. And my stomach was already fucked up. And my mom's like, you probably shouldn't go. Like, if you don't feel good. I'm like, nah, I'm going to go. You know, I was never outside like that. So I'm like, I'm going to go with them. Then this was the era where you print lyrics to songs. And it has like that paper has the on the sides, the little.
Yeah.
I'm that old.
The perforated
paper. The computers were trash. It had the orange text or the white text. Like,
damn.
Yeah. So we get to the library and I gotta take a shit. And at this point I had diarrhea. Like, I probably shouldn't have been outside. Like, long story short, I shit myself. I'm like, yo, we should just leave. Like, we should leave. They're like, all right, whatever, we done. We leaving. I'm walking behind them. But it's funny, the same thing you did, I did. They were like, yo, it stinks. And I was like, yo, it sure does. Like, I'm like, I know. And I'm like, I'm walking with that, with the Walking Dead zombie bop. Like, walking home shitted already, like literally casually walking, but just behind my friends. And I know they probably know, and they just giving me the benefit of the doubt. Like, yo, nah, like it does stink. Like, and I'm just walking. Anybody that passed by, I know smelled it. I got home and I was a bitch. I got home and I was like, my eyes shit myself in the library. She's like, yo te dije que no. Yo, she's like, get in the bathtub. And I remember helping me take my clothes off and me just not wanting to touch my own shit. And she's like, I told you.
How old were you?
Why am I you look like a big baby. Why are you taking off your shirt right now?
Because I was acting it all out. I was probably like 15, 16. Like, yeah, I was older. Right. Like it was definitely, you know, around that age. But I was just like, yo, ma, I can't believe this happened. And she's like, get in the shower. And then my mom had done mad nursing shit. So shit to her is like water. Like, it's like, just get in the shower. And wow. That shit was... That was the shit story I remember. That was just walking shit. And then, and why the shit? You would think as shit, if it just sat in your underwear, that's fine. But you destroy, and it always only goes down one leg. It don't go equally on both. It just goes down all in one leg and right into the shoe because there ain't nowhere else for the shit to go. Like, that shit destroys everything.
You throw out your shoes.
I throw out my shoes if I step on shit in the street.
You're bugging.
I'm not cleaning the bottom of my shoe and say I'm not no better than anyone else, but that shit is just nasty to me. To just sit there and just like get the crevices of the Nike. Nah, that shit is nasty.
It's the bottom of your shoe though.
It's the bottom, but then you step in puddles and you go like
you stepping in shit all day anyway.
You don't know that.
Exactly. You don't know that. So what?
Nah, it's not. The other day I had an eyelash under my shoe. Like, yo, some shorties eyelashes.
Yeah, you was curb stomping chicks. What's wrong with you, man?
I just seen it and I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I pulled it off and threw it out. That was weird to have under my shoe.
Oh shit, yo, mine is like the stupidest, like, because it's my fault.
Oh man,
I was in the hallway and it was between periods and I'm walking up the steps, and it's crowded because everyone's going to their classes, so I have to fart. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to just fart in this crowded shit. Like, they're going to smell it. It's going to be hilarious.
Nobody knows.
Whatever, right? No one's going to know. I farted and I sharted. It just came down. And I was like, like, everybody oh, does shit. That face. I was like, like, and I just stopped in the middle.
That's not a fart. That's
I stopped in the middle of the staircase and stopped, like, traffic. And then like I ran up. So then, like, Brandy, right? So then I ran up, no, I ran downstairs, and I immediately got in a cab. The best part is I didn't have any money.
You got in a cab? When you get in a cab after you shit yourself, do you get on all fours?
No, you roll the fucking windows down.
You sit down?
You roll the windows down? I don't sit down. Yeah, I lay down. Yeah.
You lay down on your stomach?
On your side. Yeah, so this is,
I've never.
Like, if you're hiding from somebody, you just jump in the cab? Like, yo, just drop,
go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Go, go, me estoy cagando.
So I didn't have any bread for the taxi. And my mom was working. But my old building was connected to another one. So I told when the cab driver dropped me off, I had him drop me off in the next building. And I just told him, like, oh, you know, like, I'm going to go upstairs and grab money from my mom and I'll come back down. He was like, yeah, no problem. I went into the other building, went down the basement, went into my building, and went into my apartment and just left him there. Right. I was like, fuck him. Like, bro, I was not taking the train or the bus. With the ass like that. And I wasn't walking from fucking Moshaloo. Like, I wasn't walking from Moshaloo to Crotona. I would have had all types
with
of...
With that
shit on me.
So I guess everybody's stomach has a time in which they say, like, oh, I shit at this time. So I shit in the morning, right? Like,
I'm an a.m.
Usually shitter. Like a 9:30 shitter.
I'm like three times a day.
Right? Yeah, no, me, I'm once a day. 9:30 shitter. Right?
That's it?
Yeah, if I'm shitting at night, it's because my stomach is fucked up. And I had something I probably
should have. Oh, I guess my stomach is always fucked up.
Yeah, no. I shit in the mornings. So it's always been like that my whole life. So always whenever I went to school or whenever I went to work, I used to map it out in my head. All the bathrooms that are accessible at each stop. Just so that if I knew I had to get off the train, I'd be like, all right, Burger King 125. That's where I got to go. If I got if I got off at 110 or 103rd,
bro. Fire. Actually, we're gonna cut this. That's, don't even say that. Nah, don't even say that shit. Yeah, that's a fire.
So I was like, yo, 103, Mount Sinai, 96, Mount Sinai. Like I knew, yeah. Right? And then after that, I was like, all right, I'm fucked until 42nd Street. Yeah. So I knew shit like that. So. And it's funny because you know too, because you used to go to Home Depot at 59th Street. That's the spot to go. Home Depot, they open at 7 o'clock in the morning, bro. Early, bro. You got a shit, that's where you go. Yeah. Bathroom's always clean.
They always accept you too. Yeah. Especially 7 in the morning. That's they never AM, know. That shit's clean. You could lick, you could eat food off that toilet.
I'm not trying to.
Oh, me neither. I only get that once.
There was one day that I had to really take a shit. And I had already went to the Home Depot. I went to Home Depot. After that? Took a shit. Then I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm waiting for the bus. And I'm like, oh, no, it's round two. And my ass was not having it. I had to jump in the yellow cab. And, yo, it just felt like every red light was eternity. It was so bad that I took off my jacket. I stopped listening to music.
Oh, you
and I was laying in the back of his cab. Like, and he was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Just drive. I rolled the windows down. It had to be maybe 20 degrees outside. The windows was down. Like, bro, it was that bad. I made it.
The first thing to do is take off your... I remember...
Stop listening to music.
Working
always.
With this dude and headed like that. And I was going to shit myself. And I remember listening to Chris Brown. I'm like, I'm going to have this song stuck in my head as the shit track. Like, that's going to just carry on with me forever. And I didn't want that. I like that album. I didn't want that to be destroyed by that. Well, when you shitting yourself and you getting home and the closer you get to your house, like it's like, oh, I'm coming now because we in our zip code zone. Like it knows.
It's, you know, it's your mind.
It connects to the Wi-Fi, bro. Like that shit's just like, yo, we about to shit ourselves. We gonna do it. Like I gave you time, dog. Because you go through a period where your stomach is like, all right, we good. Like that shit randomly goes away. And it's usually like 20 minutes before like it actually.
Like, and then you like, yo, thank God, I'm good. Thank God, I'm good now.
Or you, I've had that conversation where I'm thanking God the whole time. Like, yo, if you help me get through this, I'll stop saying mean things. I'll be a better person. I'll go to church. Like, things that I know I'm not going to do that. And he knows, too. That's why he's like, I'm fucking with you till you get there.
That's crazy.
Yo, take like almost shitting yourself is you really map out your whole life. Like you can nothing you get that tunnel vision, like literally of just like, yo, I gotta get home.
I just don't want to shit myself with my good clothes on.
With the good clothes.
Yeah.
You don't want no shit on your kid.
Then I gotta wash them like 8 times. I ain't gonna throw
out. Oh no, I'm throwing them out.
I'm not throwing it out.
Throwing them out. I shit on my pants right now, I'm throwing them out.
Yeah, but you got those in Old Navy.
Yo, so what? All right? It's good quality. Don't fucking judge
good
me.
Good quality.
This shit's comfortable, B.
I get the restock emails. Like,
all the time. It'd be like, it'd be like, you're approved. $10 tees. So I'm like, all right.
Let's
we live.
Get it. That's wild.
Yo, where else are you going to get a fucking deep dive on shit? Nowhere.
A deep dive? Oh, yeah, what? No.
A deep dive.
We went deep into the shit. Yo, one day, real quick, I don't want to keep on this. I fell asleep in the train once and it was stuck in the depot, is it where they call it, you know, when the whole shit resets and then starts back.
Yeah.
I was asleep there. I don't they wake your ass up like when you
sometimes
not always.
This time they left me in there and I had to shit, and the first thing I thought is like, I'll just shit between these carts. Yeah. But then I thought, how am I wiping my ass? Like,
you don't. You got to do a clean shit. You spread those cheeks and you let that, you let that shit fly out,
bro. It's a clean shit, bro. I'm a messy shitter. That's why I keep baby wipes with me.
Oh,
I'm not. I'm not ashamed. Problem. I'm not. You know, I'm not gonna shave my asshole. Like, I'm a grown man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All I'm saying is, I wake up and I'm like, yo, I gotta shit. And this was a while ago. I had a leather jacket. You know, it was leather season with the hoodie under. It was very Bronx. And I
the
A-ball
joint?
Yeah, like the Pele shit?
I had like the one with the swirls all over it. Like it was just
wow, you had that?
Yeah, I had that.
That's crazy.
I probably got a picture of that.
Ruben shit was South Pole.
I never had a leather. Fuck you. It was lambskin.
He had a vegan leather before it was a thing. He had the Fox South Pole leather.
Oh shit.
Yo, so I wake up navy blue. And I remember I was around Pearl Street. Like, ooh. I fell asleep. I think that's the A train. I fell asleep. I wake up. I run into the there's a McDonald's around there. I go in, and I'm like, yo, again, same thing. Yo, I'll buy whatever. I just got to use your bathroom. Bro, I never took that leather jacket off my body so fast. I threw that shit against the wall. And it's like, as soon as you take down your pants, it's all coming down at one. Oh, and then you just sit there. And it don't matter how dirty the bathroom is. When you got a shit, you sitting on that toilet.
That's the cleanest bathroom ever.
Yeah, like at that point, you sitting there, you getting them pimples I was talking about earlier. If you get them. You earn them how you earn them.
The best idea was when Charmin had that fucking...
The toilet.
Pop-up shop on 42nd Street? Or yo, what was
I didn't know they had a...
Yo, they had a pop-up shop where it was literally just a bunch of bathroom stalls. Now and they cleaned one. They cleaned it after you left every time.
I had a girlfriend. Rest in peace, though. She passed away. I had a girlfriend who lived in Jersey, and I didn't drive. I would take, like, them. There's like, them little buses that I'm pretty sure have bed bugs on them that you could take to Jersey and back. Mm-hmm. And I would shit at the Virgin Megastore. The Virgin Megastore was the best. Like, you have classic movies, and the bathroom's always open. It don't matter. That shit was open like 24 hours.
24 hours.
On 42nd. And that was where I was shit. That was where I was stopping shit.
Wife and I used to go there all the time. Like, every fucking weekend to Virgin Megastore. So I probably definitely took a shit there. I think I've been there like twice. Yeah, they closed it. Shit's gone now.
Gone.
But yeah, man. This was fun, yeah.
We just spent 30 minutes
talking about shit.
Yeah, the shit.
Where else are you gonna get a fucking deep dive like this? We talk about the real shit, literally.
Cocky. What was it? The cocky in your khaki.
Cocky in my khakis.
That's that dark brown. Yo,
oh, gross, dude.
I'm just saying the pants, not the actual shit in the pants.
Oh shit, man.
Your pants swell up when you shit. This is a. Yeah. It's like when you jump in the pool and the back pocket come out. That ass get fat, bro, real quick.
Oh, but yeah, man. This has been
this is episode 3.
Episode 3. I like the way it's going, man. I like the way it's going. We got a lot of listens on the last one and the first one. So I'm seeing like people listening to the first one and then the second one. So I hope that keeps going, man. That's
to everybody, man.
That makes me happy, man. And I know it makes Gil happy, because this was your idea initially.
Yeah,
I remember he told me he wanted to do one with you.
Yeah,
and but I kind of inserted myself.
Yeah, no, but it makes sense.
I was like, but I'm fucking down too, B.
This works out, man.
Yeah, man. That was episode 3, man. How you guys want to sign out? AKAs. You need a new fucking AKA,
The former.
I'll find one.
All right.
The former.
But all right, man, this has been
Face Brisk Assassin. Yeah.
This has been episode 3.
Out, guys.
Signing off as Rick.
Gil.
Ruben.
Peace.
Beige.